This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Sefa Lufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA. Oh.
Awesome. I like that, man. See, this is the primetime's got style. He just has it. I know we've got drama, we've got questions, we've got all that stuff, but you can't deny that Coach Prime has style. Brian Howell has some style too. We need to get Brian his own walk-up theme music, man. Brian Howell of Buff Zone. Brian, my man, it's been too long. Appreciate you taking some time to chat with us.
No problem. It has been too long, and yes, I do need walk-up music.
What would you suggest for your walk-up song, Brian?
Ooh, I don't know. You can't put me on the spot like that.
That's a deep question. I'm going to let you think about it.
I will say, yeah, I've always loved Metallica.
Oh, and yeah.
I'm a Yankees fan, and so I always thought Mariano Rivera coming in to enter Sandman was one of the coolest things ever.
All right, Angel's got his pen out. He is writing it on a notebook, or he could be pretending to write, Brian. I'm not sure, but I think we're going to get something cool for you next time out.
All right, sounds good.
Brian Howell joining us. Okay, we're in this day and age where transfer portal season is upon us, or spring transfer portal season. And to be fair, Brian, any name you see from pick a team, there's going to be a good chunk of fans going, what's going on over there? So I got to be that guy for you today, Brian. Cormani McClain enters the portal, former five-star recruit, and a few other guys. I got to ask the question, what's going on over there?
Yeah, you know, and I think it's a fair question, you know, because a lot of times people just watch only their team. I know that's not you, but really what's going on is it's college football, it's college sports, and you know, when these guys only have a short shelf life to play football or play their sport, they want to play. And if they don't see that opportunity where they're currently at, the system is set up to where they can just move wherever they want, whenever they want, you know. So you have guys, two more guys went in the portal today that both have only a year or two left of college. Neither one of them played a whole lot last year and probably don't see that opportunity now. So they're going somewhere else. And with Cormani, you know, it's just a case of if you listen to, you know, Coach Prime over the last year, he's been highly critical of Cormani. And, you know, he's mentioned several times, you know, I wish the kid would show up to meetings. I wish he'd show up to class. Wish he'd be on time to stuff. You know, wish I could get him to, you know, prepare better for practice and games. And that's not good, you know. And, you know, those types of things are going to limit your opportunities. And, yeah, I think for Cormani, it was just kind of like, all right, I'm done with this, and let's get out of here.
Well, and I think that what you're telling us, Brian, I think is probably refreshing for some that think that, you know, primetime's all about the, you know, the fame, everything that goes into it. But this is a case, what you're telling us, this is a case of saying, hey, we got a guy on paper that looks like a superstar, but he's not doing the little things. He's not doing the hard work portion of this. And I think that's probably refreshing for some of those that are going, you know, kind of detractors against primetime.
Yeah, no question. And, you know, I remember the only time I've ever really had a chance to meet with him one-on-one was when I went down to Atlanta for the Celebration Bowl in December 2022, his last game at Jackson. And he and I were talking about that. And he showed me how he gets on his phone, he gets weekly updates on the academics of the players. And he was telling me about a particular player on his defense. It was the starter. He goes, I had to send him home from Atlanta because his grades weren't good. And I said, you're not going to play in this game. And so I sent him home. And so, you know, this is a kid he would rather play. And they wound up losing that game and giving up probably too many points than they wanted, and they could have used him. So he doesn't tolerate that stuff. And, you know, with Cormani, I think he's probably a little tougher on a kid like that because Cormani plays the same position that Deion did, you know, and he's probably going to say, hey, I see this greatness in you, but you have to do these things to be a pro, and he's not doing those things.
You posted yesterday with this story, Brian. You said, hey, no surprise. So everything you're telling us probably led you to not be surprised by this. You kind of knew what Primetime wanted from McClain, and he obviously wasn't getting it. So that's why I think you put that out there and said, hey, I'm not shocked.
Yeah, and, you know, he hasn't been participating in spring ball. And, you know, we got to talk to the corners coach last Thursday, and I asked, I said, what's his status? And he said, well, he came back today to start running. He's not in football shape yet. So he hasn't even been participating this spring. And, you know, the Buffs have gone out and they've added some corners in the transfer portal. And, you know, frankly, they look pretty good at corner right now. And I think, you know, me and a colleague were talking about this the other day, that had Cormani stayed, I'm not sure he would have got on the field this year, because I'm not sure he could have beat out the guys that are currently there. So, you know, there's that aspect of it too, that, you know, he might not just be good enough quite yet to get on the field.
Well, talk to us about the rest of the guys too, Brian. I know that was the name. A lot of these other guys, though, as you mentioned, the guys today too, you're looking at it going, hey, were they that big a contributor? So all in all, when you look at the names that did enter the portal, I think other than that name, the other ones aren't that big of a loss.
Yeah, there is one. The only one that I would say is Jaden Milliner-Jones, who's a safety, was a true freshman this last year. And that one really surprised me, because he was a prime guy growing up, you know, from the Dallas area, and really looked good last year when he got a chance to play. He's just behind some veterans right now. And he's a guy that I thought, you can't keep this guy off the field this year, even with the veteran safeties they have. And so I was surprised by him. But other than that, really no surprises. And you know, again, you hate to say it like this, but
yeah.
It's come this way with football, where it's just, you got to flush through the players that aren't helping you and get the ones that can. Not a lot of losses. And Savion Washington was their starting right tackle last year. But as we know, they've gone out and, you know, recruited a whole bunch of transfer linemen. I'm not sure Savion would have had a starting job here this year.
So, Brian, what was it with Milliner-Jones on that side of it? Was there just a disagreement of philosophy or what?
I don't know on that one. That one, I'll be interested. We talk to Coach Prime tomorrow. That's the schedule, and I'm sure that question will come up. I'd be curious to know, and I'm not sure we'll find out, but that one really surprised me, just because I thought he was, you know, one of those key young players they really like. And so I'm not sure what's going on with that one.
Brian Howell joining us from Buff Zone. Brian, it's so the Primetime discussion is lightning in a bottle, man. It's so fun to talk about, because to me, there's almost two different guys. There's the guy that you just told us about, the guy that's telling you, you know, talking about Cormani McClain and saying, hey, that's great that he's a five-star, but I want him to do little things. He's got to go to class. He's got to do this. That's all wholesome stuff. That's great. And then you see the podcast where Primetime's talking about, here's where my sons can play. Here's the six teams, including Travis Hunter. This is where they can go. You see, and I know this isn't Primetime, but you see Shiloh's tweet about defensive transfers and offensive transfers DMing. How do you separate the two guys? There's the guy that gets down and just puts his head down and works, and then there's Primetime. There's two different coaches here.
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting thing. And, you know, I'll kind of go back to the story I wrote from my time down in Atlanta for the Celebration Bowl. You know, I remember maybe the sports information director down there was telling me that they go hand in hand, those two primes. He said, you couldn't have the flash if you didn't have the grind and the hardworking guy that, you know, earned the flash, right? And so I think for Coach Prime, it's that, you know, you got to do all these little detail things so that you can be in position to where you can pick where you get to play and where you can, you know, be in the draft and things like that. And so I think they go hand in hand, and that he just understands the whole process from the grind to then the shine.
Well, I think that's a great point. Love him or hate him, he is a businessman. I mean, he knows how to build up whatever it is he's doing. He's going to make it. There's going to be eyeballs on it. Love it or not, there's going to be eyeballs there. But I think that's the refreshing thing. This is why I've always tried to stay right in the middle on the Primetime hype and the Primetime hate, is because there is a guy behind all that that does grind and that does expect he wants to keep players accountable. And I don't think that's not from you. You talk about it, but there's a lot of haters out there that don't see that kind of thing enough.
Yeah, and the one thing, you know, if you, and I know you did, you know, when you follow Coach Prime back from his playing career up to now, the one thing you never heard about him was he's lazy, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's kind of the funny thing about the current narrative by some now is that, oh, he's a lazy recruiter. And I don't think it's lazy to go get transfer portal. You still got to work hard to get those guys. I think it's just a different way of doing it. But he's never been pinned as a guy that's lazy. And he's always been a guy that he puts in the work to be great, whether that was as a player, now as a coach. You know, he's doing those things. And it might be a different way of going about it, but he's putting in the work.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing, man. I've tried to talk about this a lot. There are certain things that I love about this human, and there are certain things that I'm certainly scratching my head about, no doubt, and I'm sure we'll continue to have that back and forth throughout next season as well. Brian, my man, I'm sure you're going to be busting it, getting us all the information on transfer portal stuff, guys, coming and going.
Yeah, and it happens all the time. And, you know, I get asked, how do you keep up with all this stuff? And I said, I have no idea. You know, I got spread going and, you know, figuring out who's coming, who's going. And, you know, even as I was writing the story, one guy went in the portal this morning. I'm writing the story, and then I see it pop up that another guy's going in. I'm like, oh, better add this guy to the story. So it happens frequently, and, you know, we'll see. It's not going to slow down for a little while because – now they got to add players, too.
Yeah. Well, this is why I love having you on and writers that do the grind. People ask me, how do you keep up? And my answer is, I don't. Brian Howell does, man. So I appreciate you grinding and getting that information out there. And then setting us straight a little bit, giving us some more details as to why a certain player's going. So that's why you're the best, my man.
I appreciate it. We'll happy to do it anytime.
All right. Let's do it again soon. I promise. Brian Howell, Buff Zone. I think it's encouraging for Buffs fans to hear that because you just see a name like Cormani McClain and you go, whoa, you're losing a former five-star guy? Well, it sounds like he wasn't willing to do the little things. He wasn't willing to work. He wasn't willing to grind. Let's talk about that, though. Let's unpack it on the other side. It's a whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Hear it again. Podcasts are available at 1310kfk.com.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one, member FDIC.